Hello, listeners. Welcome to WWF India's podcast series, Panda Speaks. One thing in common when we go out on a holiday or at a nearby garden or a nature trail, and even when we wake up in the morning, is the chirping of the birds around us. This episode, called the Chit Chat Chirpies, is a flight into the world of birds. Birds are one of the most fascinating creatures of Earth. These delicate-looking feathered beings often exhibit great strength and stamina and are quite adept at making intricate nests. We can see birds all around us, but as we begin to look closer, we will find that each bird is so unique from the other. Going on nature trails and birding can be a fun way to explore them further. I'm Samarth, your host, and in today's episode, some of our planet ninjas will be asking questions to our expert Caroline Pace. Caroline has been with WWF India for almost 4 years now, and one of her favorite parts of the job is introducing citizens, both young and old, to the wonders of nature. An avid animal lover herself, she grew up on a steady diet of National Geography and Animal Planet, and when outdoors, she was more likely to be found examining some creature or the other. From the chattering parakeets that visited the guava tree in her building compound to the squiggly earthworms that appeared everywhere during the rainy season. This love of creatures, great and small, has stayed with her into her adulthood and is infectious, spreading to her audience that go on to many nature trails with her. On the podcast today, we also have Planet Ninjas U Ramya of Standard 8 of EMZPHS Kankal School from Telangana, and Rahul Yadav of Class 10 from GIC Lakshman Jula from Uttarakhand. As always, I'm super excited about learning new things and I can't wait anymore to hear our experts speak. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Samar.
So Caroline, Ramya has a question for you. Over to Ramya.
Thanks, Samarth. I am very happy to be on the show. Hello, ma'am. Last year, when the lockdown happened, our parents did not let us go out and play. In WWF India's One Night One Home program, we saw so many trees and birds from my balconies and windows. Ma'am, please tell our listeners, what is nature trail? Where can we go for a trail? What are the things we can do to make the most out of it?
Hi, Ramya. So I can imagine how tough the lockdown has been. It has been especially difficult for a fidgety person like me, who loves being outdoors among the trees and birds and animals. Well, to answer your question, so a nature trail is very simple to understand. It is walking and observing nature. You can carry out a nature trail in a jungle, in an urban forest, or even in a garden or a particularly green building compound. As long as there are a handful of healthy native trees around you, you will be able to observe different elements of nature. But in order to do this, you have to engage all of your senses. So open your eyes, your ears, but be silent and make very little noise. Look about you and surely you will soon see busy insects scurrying about in the fallen leaves and lively birds up in the trees. In fact, I have been able to keep myself busy and happy during the lockdown by doing my own one-woman nature trails in my small building garden. So I live in Mumbai, in a quiet neighborhood, and I am lucky to have a small but green backyard garden, and there is also a man-made pond in it. So when I couldn't go to work anymore, I decided to do a small project of my own and explore the nature in my backyard. I carried out nature trails or walks every evening and sometimes even in the morning, walking from one end of the garden to the other, stopping to examine spiders on their intricate webs, looking under leaves at the crawling millipedes and peering into the pond at the little fish and the hovering dragonflies. I managed to identify all the 19 types of trees in my garden, and I also chose a favorite, a huge and beautiful Sita Ashok, which is taller than the 3 floors of my building. So during my observations, I discovered that there are no less than 13 different types of birds that visit the Sita Ashok. So I filled my days watching these many feathered visitors, observing their habits and learning their calls. In fact, I do a very good imitation of the white-spotted fantail. So have a listen and tell me if it's a good call. So it goes like this. What do you think?
I think it's mind-blowing. It's fantastic. You've got to teach our audience how to do this. But anyways, so over to Rahul, our second planet ninja for the episode.
Hello, ma'am. I am Rahul from Uttarakhand. Now I remember when I went on a nature walk with my teacher in a forest nearby in the month of February. I saw so many birds there that had visited our state. Why do birds travel such long distances? Do all birds travel across the countries and continents? Sorry, we all are asking too many questions.
No, all questions are welcome. In fact, the more the better. It means that you are interested and, more importantly, paying attention. So yes, birds do travel, and this travel is called migration. Migration is carried out by birds that are either in the search of food, better climate, or a safe place to raise their young. As you said, some birds do travel very long distances across cities and states and even countries and continents. But not all birds have to do this. Now, during my exploration of the many birds found in my garden, I was amazed to find that one of them is actually a migratory bird, a small little fellow called the booted warbler. It is a small, pale brownish green bird with an amazing travel story. When I read about the booted warbler, I was shocked to find that it travels all the way from Russia. Imagine that, all the way from Russia down through the Himalayas, all the way to Maharashtra and my little Mumbai. Every winter, as the temperatures up north drop, the booted warbler flies south to warmer climates of India. And it chooses, of all places, my little garden. Can you imagine such a tiny bird? It could fit in the palm of my hand, but it makes this incredible journey of thousands and thousands of kilometers all on its own. When I found out, I told everyone in my building, and I took some of them to see the warbler as well. And most importantly, all of us decided that we will always keep this little garden safe and sound for this tiny traveler.
Wow, that's really quite amazing. I mean, I learned something new today as well. So Ramya, Planet Ninja, is going to ask you another question.
Wow, that was quite informative, ma'am. On my last trial, I found a beautiful bird feather. Some of my friends came back with leaves, stones, and twigs. Is it the right thing to do? Please tell us some of the things that we should keep in mind when we go on a nature trail.
Well, that is a tricky but important question. So, you know, there is a saying among naturalists and nature lovers, when you visit a place, leave nothing but your footprints and take nothing but memories. So whether it is a feather in a jungle or seashells on a beach, these things should be left where they are. If everyone picked every stone or leaf there is in a forest, there won't be any left. So when on a nature trail, it is very important not to disturb anything. So no noise, no stomping, no plucking and picking or prodding, and also not to leave anything behind. So no littering. It is also important to be mindful of our clothing. So wearing dull colors and not using artificial scents like perfumes or deodorants, as bright colors will scare away animals and perfumes may attract the unwanted attention of insects. You should also always keep to a path, not go stomping on leaves and plants, as you may damage animals, their homes, or even disturb a snake. And that might lead to a dangerous situation for you as well as the snake. So these are the things that you should keep in mind.
Next time I go on a trial, I will remember all the things that you have told us. Ma'am, please share your most favorite nature trail experience with us.
Well, my most favorite nature experience happened a few years ago when I was studying wildlife science for my master's. So as part of my course, we had to spend a month in a jungle in Rajasthan. The forest department was planning to introduce tigers to the area. But before they could do so, they had to see if the jungle had enough food for tigers. So every day for that 1 month, we would walk a trail in the morning and the evening, counting deer, wild boar, and other animals that a tiger could possibly eat, to understand basically whether they were enough. So about 2 weeks had passed, and this one morning, my classmate and I were walking our trail in one part of the jungle when suddenly my friend noticed an odd-shaped pug mark on the trail. Do you guys know what a pug mark is? So a pug mark is the footprint of an animal. And this particular print was quite large. It was lopsided, and you could see the place where the nails or the claws touched the ground. So this means that it belonged to an animal from the dog family. I'm sure you must know that cats actually have retractable claws. So their claws not necessarily always touch the ground. So, but which dog member was this? Was it a fox? No, it was too big for a fox. Was it a wolf? Well, wolves were not really found in that part of Rajasthan. Then what? So we consulted our notes and discovered, yes, it could be a hyena. So slowly and steadily, we followed the pug marks and reached the edge of an old mine. It was a very large dug-up area, bigger than a cricket ground, from where people must have dug out iron or coal a long time ago. And while we stood there quietly looking down far below us, we saw a little movement. And we held our breaths as from behind a rock came out two little striped hyena pups, jumping and playing with each other. Soon enough, they were joined by a magnificent adult hyena. Both me and my friend were stunned, and as soon as we overcame our shock, we reached for our camera with trembling hands. But alas, as soon as we clicked, the adult hyena looked our way, and alerted by the sound of our camera, quickly took the pups and ran away to safety. We may have seen the hyenas for a little over 30 seconds, but what a thrilling 30 seconds they were. Till today, when I think about it, I feel my heart race with excitement. And that has been, till date, my most favorite and most memorable nature experience.
My God, you even had my heart pounding at that, Caroline. Thanks a lot for all the insightful information you shared with us. Thanks a lot, Ramya and Rahul, and obviously our audience. I'm sure, like me and the Planet Ninjas with us today, you have sparked interest and curiosity about nature, what to expect, and how you can make the best from it. Our learning doesn't stop here. We have a lineup of some great experiences, explorations, conservation efforts, and success stories coming up for you. In the meantime, write to us at edu@wwfindia.net with your experiences, or even better, send me a voice note telling me what you did on your recent nature trail. For learning more about nature and wildlife and how you too can become a planet ninja, subscribe to our podcast series Panda Speaks. Until next episode, bye bye and take care.